Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries present Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I'm going to wrap up this week. I've been talking about following the footsteps of Jesus and living in the patient endurance and being witnesses to truth, to understand that the whole point of our life is to be united to Jesus and to stand in agreement with the Lord in his leadership as he bore witness to the truth about God, the kingdom of God, and the only eternal future for the human race that participates in life and love and glory. And that's in the kingdom of God. And friends, he also warned us, and I read from the apostles and others and the saints and martyrs, who martyr means to be a witness. And what do they witness to? Like, hey, I'm amazing? No, it's not a witness to who they are. It's a witness to Christ and the truth of Christ, and that my life is no longer my own, but that I live now for another. I belong to another. I belong to Christ. Christ is life. Christ is the way. Christ is the truth. Jesus is Lord. And being completely identified with Jesus. Friends, at times in American history, that orientation, that reality often got rewarded, celebrated. That's not happening anymore. That's why lots of people are jumping ship. That's why people want to follow Jesus at a distance now. Because I've got too many, as I'm talking all week, I got too many things, too many treasures, too much built up in this world. I don't want anything to happen to it. So I'm going to distance myself a little bit. There's a great trial. And the truth about who you are, about who I am, about what we actually love, is getting revealed. And friends, may we die faithful witnesses to Jesus. The worst thing we can do is die attached to our idols, our stupid, foolish, meaningless idols. That in this world, they all look so great, you know, mountains of money or mountains of possessions or fame, recognition, comfort, all this stuff. It's meaningless, ultimately. Is that stuff all wrong? No. But if you're attached to it, and I'm attached to it in a way that doesn't put God first in the love of God, not only is it wrong, it's a demonstration of how foolish I am. And all these things are going to pass away. And all the idols and things that people loved more than God are going to be destroyed. They're going to be exposed. They're going to be judged. They're going to be destroyed. And if I've identified myself with that idol, I will die with it. It's a little bit like the Lord of the Rings and Gollum. His precious, his precious, his precious. He ends up dying and burning in the fire in Mount Doom because it was his idol that he couldn't live without. It was devouring him, it was killing him, and he couldn't even see it. Everybody else could. There's a great temptation in the human heart, friends, to surrender our lives to something that's less than ourselves. And that's why we create worlds within our worlds, you know, that separate us. And it's just a great temptation to make this world our end. And that's foolishness. And when we make this world our end, and the trial comes, and the enemy comes, and we're called to bear witness, if we made this world our end, if we are friends of the world in that way, we become enemies of God, and God resists us, Scripture says, because our pride of mind, filling up our own ideas of what's true and what's important and what will be valued and what's going to make me happy, and I'm going to secure all those things. That is rooted in human pride, inordinate self-love. And Jesus is saying to us from the cross, he's saying so clearly to us, no, 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 no. Look at me, look at me, look at me. He's saying, what I'm communicating to you, this is the way to life. I'm your king. I'm the Lord. I'm making a way for you to enter the kingdom and my glory, sharing in my glory forever. I'm the Lord. I will come to judge the living and the dead. I'm going to destroy all those things that you're clinging to for your identity This way that I've shown is the way of humility and obedience. Humility is expressed in a life of obedience, as is love. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Jesus said, this is the way to life. Don't let the world deceive you. It wants to clothe you in glory. I mean, look at the people who killed him. Think of Herod and the kings and the powerful people and the Pharisees and the Roman Empire and all the big influential people. Here somebody emerges who's a threat. What do? They kill him. And Jesus dies naked, stripped, beaten, mocked, rejected, spit out by the world. And the kings, no, it's really too bad. We thought he could have been something. Too bad. And they maintain their power as if they won. As if something important, you know, they secured something important. And right before him, the king of the universe, Jesus the Lord, the one through whom it's all been made and for it's been made, who's come to save us, they exercise their power to silence and mock and ridicule him. And he's dying naked on a cross with people outside the walls of Jerusalem, his city. So people mock him and say, what a loser. What a loser. And they think they've won. That's how deceived we can become, friends. He's the victorious one. He knew there's nothing in this world, nothing in this world that matters to that level. Nothing but God, the love of God. Human beings giving to God what belongs to God. That's all that matters, ultimately. To give to God what belongs to God will lead us to love our neighbor, to spread the good news of the kingdom, those realities, and that's all that matters, because everything else is literally passing away. In the world, we talked all this week, and listening to Jesus' teaching, listening to the apostles, constantly the kingdom of the enemy colludes, brings together lies, deceives, seeks to separate. This is what's happening in our politics. It's happening in the church. It's happening all over the place. And what we're supposed to do now is align yourself up with Jesus, his leadership in the church, with all those in the church that are doing it. And people are leaving the church. Let them leave. The Lord, the Father is the vine dresser of the vine, Jesus said in John 15, and he's cutting off dead wood. And he cuts off dead wood for its own sake before it's too late, and a final cutting happens, and they're thrown into the fire and the furnace to be separated from God forever. He cuts off the dead wood so he doesn't let people live in the delusion that they actually are disciples of Jesus when they're not. And they're living in hypocrisy. God is permitting this to happen in this hour. And the enemy is seeking someone to devour, St. Peter said, right? And I love Pope Benedict XVI as he describes the very thing the apostles and Jesus were talking about, how the devil works to bring about this kind of deception. People suppress the truth about God. They call it freedom. They boldly create their own realities and they run ahead as if this is life and this is freedom. And then the devil rewards them, gives them power, money, influence, like he tried to tempt Jesus in the desert to give him the kingdom. I'll give you everything in this world. Well, there's real people in this world right now who've been given amazing power and amazing influence because they sold their soul. Whether they know it or not, they sold their soul to the enemy, and they're serving him in many ways, and the devil just keeps serving it up. Let him grow in more power and more influence. As long as they ignore God, the things of God, as long as they ignore humility, obedience to God, real genuine love, the devil just let him thrive in this world. Let him become the centers of power and influence. Pope Benedict described this constant pressure to suppress the truth about God and what happens. God is life. God is love. God said, I set before you life and death, blessing and a curse. It's one or the other. There's no neutral ground. There's no third way. Here's Pope Benedict. Says this general perversion that comes from suppressing the truth begins to extend to all fields of life, he said. What is unnatural becomes normal. The person who lives against this truth also lives against nature. People's power of invention no longer serves what is good, but the ingenuity and refinement of evil. That's what their energy and their influence and their intelligence starts to be directed toward, friends. Can you see it? He continues, the relationship between man and wife, between parents and children is dissolved. And in this way, the sources of life are blocked up. It's no longer life that reigns, but death, and a civilization of death has become established. Friends, this is happening. in our culture. I said, this is new thing. It's something always new. It's always worse. It's doubling down, this antinatal movement to convince people not to have children. God says, be fruitful and multiply. Another voice in another bizarre way. Not only do we allow millions upon millions of babies to be killed in the image of God to be destroyed, and we're not only are we deconstructing the family that God made and deconstructing human identity that God made, male and female, but they're also resisting the commandment of God to be fruitful and multiply. Friends, this is darkness. It's as dark as it gets. It's going to keep getting darker unless people repent. And we have to be very careful that we're not so attached to the world and the prestige and the influence and the power of this world and its seductions that we get drawn right into this because we don't want to let go of the kingdoms that we built. This is the judgment of God that's coming on the earth, friends. It's here. And we need to respond to it. We need to say, God, like Isaiah, your judgments are good. You're seeking to bring about righteousness and turn us back to you. Lord, let them come. Don't let us stay in our deception. He goes on, that is Cardinal Ratzinger. Truth itself becomes far distant and does not show its power. But the opinion of men and women is there and it becomes dominant. So we follow, one follows it. Man fears the close at hand appearance of the power of human opinion more than the distant powerless light of truth. Wow, is that a powerful line? We're called to bear witness to the truth, to walk in the light of truth. Jesus said, I'm the truth, I'm the life, I'm the light, follow me. But the power of opinions of men, powerful people are rising up in this world demanding that we turn from the light and we parrot what they want us to say, instead of declaring and walking in what Jesus wants us to say. He said, because of this, he goes on to say, people bow down to the power of opinion and become its allies and its bearers. They become the slaves of appearance. Friends, you better hope, we better hope we're not bowing down to these opinions of men and we're not becoming the allies of deception and the bearers of lies. He goes on, they become the slaves of appearance. Once they have begun to become involved with it, they must go on following it step by step. They can indeed no longer break free from the net of shared pretense. He calls it later a collective deceit that leads to a slavery of untruth and not being. And in the end, he said, a society that turns what is specifically human into something purely private and defines itself in terms of complete secularity, that is the rejection of God, in itself becomes a pseudo-religion, an all-embracing system that enslaves people. This kind of society, he said, will by its nature be sorrowful. It will be a place of despair. It rests on the diminution of human dignity. A society whose public order is consistently determined by agnosticism is not a society that has become free, but a society that has despaired. It's marked by the sorrow of man who is fleeing from God and is living in contradiction to himself. Play this back over and over again, friends. These are not my words, the words of Cardinal Ratzinger. This stuff is solid gold, and it's reading the reality of what we're facing. And the Lord wants to shed his light in our hearts so we can die and live as his faithful witnesses. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.